Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I try not to just do gotchas on stupid things that people say, but sometimes, holy crap, I'll let you listen to this.
Here's the question that I have on that. These two men are both elderly. Donald Trump is an elderly man who, for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take a iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. Weird situation. We'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey exactly the same thing? That he's strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that used to really be fatal to people his age. So if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, isn't that exactly the same?
It should.
It's not exactly the same. It's not the same incident, but it's an elderly man coming through out of an illness.
It should.
Holy crap. Let us talk about, and this might have been the person, I don't know these desks. God forbid I learn them more, because God forbid I get a mind virus from this incredible stupidity. First of all, I do want to say this, that in the same article that talks about this, somebody points out that she's apparently pushing the narratives of the shooting being fake. And someone, let's see here, Charlie Kirk says it. Joy Reid of MSNBC, therefore, should be defamatory. It's insane, it's defamatory, and they should take Reid off the air. No, they should not. Everything has to be up for grabs. This would be the idea of a blood capsule. I don't think that's true. I've seen people way over on the, I literally watched for the first time ever somebody over on Rumble who has a decent amount of viewers, but it's certainly secondary versus any main guy. And he says it's a blood capsule and he's pro-Trump. That said, I'm not anywhere near convinced of that, but everything has to be on the table when it comes to the high-level political stuff, everything. So is Reid an idiot for at least different reasons like I'm going to tell you? Yes, clearly. She is not qualified. Her being able to string words together quickly does not mean that she is utilizing all of her intellectual powers, or does not mean she has great intellectual powers. I don't know which. We have to be able, everything must be on the table in this age of politics is everything. Everything has to be on the table. So Charlie Kirk, go screw yourself. I don't care. Now, Reid just said because she's so jealous of the fact that Trump, think about this, and I knew people would hate him for simply saying fight, fight, fight. That's why I mentioned that in my first analysis. I knew people would hate the moment the son of a bitch got a photo opportunity. I knew they would. And here we are. It might be the exact same person because she was on the left end of the desk. And that's what the case when I told you this black MSNBC commentator during the debate couldn't even help but drop Obama, which gave it away for those of us paying attention. Couldn't even help but drop that she was on the phone with world leaders, including Obama, during the disastrous debate, and that's where we know, okay, he's really fine and dandy to set the narrative of Biden being stupid. So you people, not that you're listening, but on the left who are calling pulling Biden racist, as if that makes sense, are not understanding that Obama is part of the group behind it. But in reality, Obama is just loving his celebrity lifestyle, going on yachts with people who make even more money than him, just being around people with more money than God. Clooney has like $1 billion now because of, I didn't even know he had the dang thing. I didn't know it was popular. And it's the drink that has, it kind of butchers Spanish. And he sold it, and I guess now he's nearly a billionaire. That's what Trump, Obama does, is hang around very, very, very rich people. Anyway, so this is the same gal who couldn't help but name drop Obama, I think. And now she says, isn't it the same thing, and what she really means is a show of strength, that Biden gets COVID and might be doing okay. Isn't that the same as Trump nearly being assassinated and just going right back to it? A, no. B, also no. And then C, you are resentful that he lived. You are seriously underneath. You can keep it non-simmering off the air, but it's barely below the surface. Now, on her separate video, the blood capsule, she is simmering with hate because she's too stupid to understand that. She's so stupid that she doesn't understand that Biden's policies have been disastrous. Just because he goes and he instead does Juneteenth. This is the type of person that, as long as you distract with the most symbolic anti-racist thing, no matter how many lives of poor people, including many, many poor black people, are ruined as a result of him extending the COVID policies past the 6 months they had to be, which, yes, you can put blame at the foot of Trump for them going that far, but granted, he was very, very pressured. Reed's too stupid to understand that all the policies he enacted, Biden enacted when he didn't have to, after the thing was 10 months old, destroyed black businesses, just like it destroyed a lot of businesses, but overwhelmingly on the lower end of the spectrum compared to whites, as far as socioeconomically, and therefore closer to struggling, would be black businesses. Overwhelmingly, it has destroyed disproportionately black people as far as the economy and all. She's too stupid because he symbolically did Juneteenth and the like. The whitest dude ever, who looks at a black man and, like, literally 3 weeks ago, stroked his forearm. Looked at his skin and stroked his forearm. Okay, so she says, isn't it the same? Isn't it the same? And then she goes, I mean, you know, the show of strength. Ma'am, no. No, for a couple of reasons. A, it's a little bit more mentally terrorizing to be shot at than to be said via an alleged PCR test to, quote, have COVID again after he's supposedly been boosted and boosted and boosted. You're just looking to attack the narrative at almost every single moment because you're a puppet. The difference is the mental terrorism that you are now adding to. That no matter what, they can't give me a break. I could be shot again. I could be shot again. And I still have to decide with myself, do I go out there? Do I go out there and fight, fight, fight? Does Biden have to do that with, I got COVID again? People are hating me. Does he have the element of hate and danger? No. The media lapdogs are waiting for him to stroke them. He doesn't have that. And I would say that the life flashing before your eyes with a bullet hitting your ear is a little bit greater than someone saying, I think he got COVID. B, go back. And of course, he's too stupid to know this, but the PCR test never consistently tested for anything, let alone now. Of course, they're probably not using PCR tests. They're using one of the other ones. But then C, idiot, COVID now is by definition mild. It's been in the population for 4 years, you insane person. Coronavirus was a family of flu viruses before. I mean, he survived something that used to kill 80 people his age. Yeah, because it used to. Because it was novel then. You still have an inability to understand the most basic processes. Amazing. So what did she say again? Let's just finish this up and we'll... And I'll mention one other thing, and that is Jen Psaki. I think that possibly she's not smart, but possibly she was smart enough and then had to go be the person who had to wrangle and talk about and defend dumb activities. And then you're going to look stupid if you have to defend a series of unfortunately idiotic events that is the Biden presidency. But it's survival of that, and bouncing right back and going back to his convention is being conveyed in the world as a sign of strength. And of course, before that, he said weird situation. And when I say resentment, oh, he got 9 seconds, was given 9 seconds to take an iconic photo op. What? You mean he had to survive a shooting and then got up and then showed some brazen go F yourself to the opponents like you? He was given the 9 seconds to take an iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. Well, okay, I guess she's talking about, but underneath, because we know the other video, I think it's both. So how dare he get to, you know, stop them and reach out? Well, I talked about how odd it was, so I'm not in total disregard to the fact that he was given it, but, you know, he was, because they did not cover him correctly. But if anything, that goes towards the suspicion of how he got shot to begin with, how they didn't barrage, you know, didn't put a shield around him 26 minutes before or 30 minutes before, when the guy could be seen walking around or near the grounds and other people saw him. But anyway, so we go past that, his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed to the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Shouldn't he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey the exact thing? That he is strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that really used to be fatal to people his age. So if he is fine enough, and she said if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, isn't that exactly the same? No, if he's able to do rallies, it's a matter of how strong he is anyway. B, it's not fatal now, nor was it ever really hardly, except maybe very early. C, the testing doesn't mean anything. I mean, actually, the new testing may. I have not researched, presuming that he did newer testing. It's possible. But in reality, how often are they updating it? And it should be just in the family of common viruses now. By definition, it definitely is. But how much those tests are just as approximate as PCR, if they were only 1/100th as approximate, they would still be approximate. They would still be not very specific. The PCR tests, I've told you, ranged in sensitivity by over 3,000-fold. And then did they say, yeah, let's start using these other kinds of tests? Yes, they did. But I just told you, they range in sensitivity based on over 200 manufacturers with 200 different plans by 3,000-fold. So yeah, you cannot overstate the stupidity of this woman and how it's indicative of the people who will just do anything they can to see if the stupidest argument sticks. Well, he's just as strong. He got flu, maybe. And, you know, it's indicative of the fact that he didn't have any kind of string of COVID. Not that the test is any indication that he would. That he didn't have any kind of string of COVID that was close to... It, by definition, the fact that the 81-year-old had only mild symptoms. You just can't make up this fairy tale being extended and then people being ready to pick it up enough. You can't exaggerate that enough. You just can't. Oh, and then the one last thing, and I'm about to run out of battery juice. Saki is what I was going to say. Jen Saki is at the other end, and you can see her face go like, is she saying this out loud? Do I really have to go along with this? Oh, because she does. She does. Like, right as the idiot's ending and, you know, saying something like, I mean, not the exact same thing, but, you know. I mean, it was different, but. Saki replies, it should. But before that, Saki turns her head and is kind of like, oh, I really have to agree with this. She gives herself a slight smile, but then she jumps in. It's the exact same ability to control herself that allowed her to defend absolutely illogical, laughable positions to defend Biden and then come out of it with some kind of a career. Instead of just going, well, that's true. Oh, I'm not going to go there. That would be ridiculous to say. She did over and over again. And it's the same ability to, in the middle of someone saying something ludicrous, you know, as though COVID is as serious as it was, as though the mental anguish of being shot at is as serious as being diagnosed with something that ended up being mild, because there's no way her ability, I have to interrupt myself before I go along on that. Her ability to sit there and go, and then immediately go, yeah, it should. Yeah, it should. Let's listen one more time and we'll finish with that. It's amazing. Oh, let us restart that. Here we go.
Here's the question that I have on that. These two men are both elderly. Donald Trump is an elderly man who, for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take an iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. Weird situation. We'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey exactly the same thing? That he's strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that used to really be fatal to people his age. So if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, isn't that exactly the same?
It should.
I mean, it's not exactly the same. It's not the same incident, but it's an elderly man coming through out of an illness.
It should.
You can't make this up. Except that you know that you need little enablers. And so somewhere in the panel, you could have somebody somewhat serious. But then also somewhere in the panel, you put someone who just continually engages in intellectual quackery just to put out the not genuine arguments. The, I'm not going to try to be intellectually honest here, because some people will actually be convinced by this not genuine argument. All right, guys, thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Early on a Saturday morning, I hope things are fine where you are.